once again. Good morning, Sharon.
Thank you, Jay. Good morning, everyone. Drivers heading into downtown Indianapolis could face new delays as highway crews have closed a stretch of I-65 and 70 for an expected two-month project to lower pavement under seven bridges. Those have been hit repeatedly by oversized semi-trailer loads. The highway section was closed early this morning, though some exit and entrance ramps will remain open. The $12 million project scheduled for completion by the end of October. NDOT reports more than 400 bridge strikes since 1999 in the section, which carries an average of 109,000 vehicles a day. Maps and detour information is online at southsplit.in.gov. The Indiana Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on a lower court ruling invalidating part of a contract that would require the state to buy synthetic natural gas from a southwestern Indiana plant and resell it on the open market for 30 years. Indiana Gasification wants the court to overturn the ruling affecting its coal gasification plant in Rockport, east of Evansville. Opponents, including the gas utility Vectren, contend the contract would cost utility customers as much as $1.1 billion in higher rates. Supreme Court Justice Mark Massa has denied opponents' request to recuse himself from the case because of a friendship with a key official at Indiana Gasification. If renegotiated, the new state contract might include new consumer protections. Indianapolis TV stations, including WFYI, will urge the community to live united during a special program set to air tonight. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
Stories of how people's lives have been changed through the work of United Way of Central Indiana will be broadcast on all local stations starting at 7:30 p.m. This is the 15th year that Indy TV stations have come together to send a message about the power of uniting, and UWCI President and CEO Ann Mertlow says that is unique.
I don't think that I have ever been in a place where anything like this has happened, and in fact, I'm not aware of any place else in the country where competing stations essentially come together to promote a community activity as important as United Way.
The specials will focus on health, education, income, and basic needs. The program comes 2 days ahead of UWCI's annual big kickoff event Thursday in Monument Circle. That night, WFYI will air all of the stories being told during a half-hour program. Stations will be donating toward the effort to help launch the fundraising campaign. Last year was a record breaker for the organization, which raised $41 million to help people in our community. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
A Southern Indiana charity is planning to deliver an ambulance to a hospital in Honduras. The ambulance has been donated by St. Vincent Dunn Hospital of Bedford to Capstone Ministries of Mitchell. The group plans to deliver the ambulance to Village Hospital in Central America later this month. Volunteers say though the ambulance has been driven 190,000 miles, it is still usable and will be a big improvement for the poor area. Many people in that area are now transported in the back of pickup trucks to hospitals. And Ford is recalling 370,000 cars due to potential corrosion to their steering shaft that may result in loss of steering. No incidents or injuries have been reported. The cars include 2005 to 2011 Ford Crown Victorias, Mercury Grand Marquis, and Lincoln Town Cars. Indiana is among the states included in the recall. WFYI weather, today sunny with a high of 77. Mostly clear tonight, low 55. Sunny and 81 tomorrow, and mostly sunny with highs near 82 on Thursday and Friday. Right now, clear and 57 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alsett.
All right.